My fear is in making a poor decision that doesn't allow me to come home that day, because unfortunately that has happened to friends of mine. My name is Brendan Legassi. My pronouns are he, him, his, and we're at my house today on the ancestral lands of the Washoe tribe where I live on the west shore of Lake Tahoe. You know, I'm always thinking about safety. For example, we're in a glaciated environment that I used to not feel as fearful about because of the predictable snowfall that I've had in this particular area. And I'm thinking specifically of Alaska right now, where I've spent quite a bit of time over the years taking people skiing. And I remember this one year, this was a couple of years ago, where this big hole in the glacier opened up, and we realized over time that what we saw in pictures earlier in our time in this one region was this little depression, this little dimple. Even in lower snow years, this thing has grown quite a bit. So my way of taking people out there was to avoid it, avoid the whole thing. So where I used to take people to drop into this particular run to start skiing, I wouldn't even go there anymore. I'd go somewhere else. And to me, that's not that bad for the context of what I'm talking to you about, because the people skiing with me don't know that. And that's fine. For me to make those decisions, they're just skiing the run. I have it in my head that I'm like, wow, I can't even ski the same run that I used to ski 5 years ago because it's changed so much and I think it's too dangerous to go that way. And I think about this much more for my community of friends and guides around the world that guide every single day for their life. For example, in Mont Blanc in France, I know that people are really changing the way that they've done things for decades because of climate change, because of the recession of glaciers in that particular region. You could be in the mountains in the spring and have more warmth in the snowpack than you're used to, which could accelerate potential avalanche concerns that you're always aware of when you're a ski guide, but it's more, and it could be more challenging to the point that you're in the wrong place at the wrong time and something catastrophic could happen. The ultimate is the loss of life. My friend and I were hiking up on this spot on our favorite mountain, and it was where he went off a 150-foot cliff a couple years ago and should have, by mistake. He got swept by a small avalanche in a place that he skied many times, and this one time he didn't escape it, and it got him, and he went off a cliff that most people would likely have not survived this. He's a pretty extraordinary human. And he did survive, and luckily myself and our two other friends that were there, two of us had quite a bit of wilderness medical training and were able to keep him stable and conscious before he got a ride out in a helicopter to Reno, and is now, you know, healed and doing quite well. I was skiing with him the other day, right? So when I get asked about certain things like that, certain memories certainly come into my mind. And I also think about the friends like more than 10 years ago now that I wasn't with, but didn't make it out. Fear goes away. You don't have any time for fear. It literally goes away and you're just completely focused in the moment and what's going on. Either survival for yourself or helping others survive is essentially the position you get yourself into.